Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. The Mill Valley Film Festival is going on right now through next Sunday, I believe. At least through part of next weekend. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Holly Near singing for our lives at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival. So this is, I believe, the closing night. Sunday, October 7th at the... Oh, no, that's this weekend. Math, I'm not good at it. This weekend, Sunday night, Holly Near singing for our lives. You get tickets for the movie at the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater, and then tickets to the Holly Near with Tammy Hall and Jan Martinelli concert at the Sweetwater Music Hall right down the street later that night. So it's nice. You have a little hangout in Mill Valley. If you're calling number 9 right now, we'll throw you the tickets. 800-400-3697. So I guess that Holly Near...
You know any Metallica?
Some kind of activist. And
man.
I guess that this Holly Near singing for Alice must be some kind of documentary about her life and her singing for her life and stuff. I don't. And Hooman is on the phone with the winner, so he can't comment on that.
No, she's into it. That's cool.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a not nearly as crazy a day as you did, but I hooked up with your boy Johnny yesterday.
Oh, my God. Was there surfing?
Well... So this is the my side of yesterday was that I left here and went and I don't know what time I got out of here. Later than you did, I guess, because you kind of booked out
I was going to have to go back into town.
Anyway, Johnny had written me 2 days ago and said, you know, and it was sort of short notice, but he said, hey, I'm picking up my kid in Monterey, and I'm going to be in the area and we want to go surfing. Can you recommend a spot? And so I was like, I'll join you guys. But, you know, it needed to be, my windows are tight.
Right.
Extremely tight right now. And then the second note that came from him was, well, I'm actually picking him up at that time. So we probably won't really be there till this. And it started to look like, okay, I'm not going to be able to. So anyway, I went and checked Surf for them and sent them some pictures of some spots I thought they should go, like, you know, via text. Try here. This is this location, and here's what this looks like. And then he said, we're on our way. We're coming. And I wasn't going to be able to surf with them, but I figured I'd try to connect. And at one point, I hadn't heard from him, and I was texting him. And I guess maybe it was because he had his kid in the car, and he didn't want to be texting and driving. Mm-hmm. But he was like... gone.
Yeah, he's either super verbal or you don't hear from him for two days.
He
is
was
what
gone.
I know from Johnny Mosley.
Yeah. So then as I'm like, all right, well, I'm out of here. And as I'm driving away, the text goes off, of course. And I'm like, all right. So anyway, they went to a spot that was close enough to me. And I said, and he explained the situation. All right, I'm going to go get a surfboard for you guys. I know what you need to ride. I'll get one of mine and loan it to you guys.
Oh.
So I go to my place, go back to the spot they're at.
Oh, my God.
You had
a busy day.
Well, that wasn't that busy. And frankly, it's surfing.
Right. You're happy to help a brother surfer.
Well, and it doesn't matter. Hoopah. Like, no one's whatever. I'll get there when I get there. I'm going to listen to some music, and I'll just drive.
Right.
So I drove back and forth through town, got to him, gave him a board.
They didn't even have a board?
No, they had a couple boards. One of them.
But you were like, that's not going to work.
Tiny.
Okay.
They needed a longer board. So I loaned him the board and I met his son. Have you met his boy?
It was a Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and he's like, God, I got to get out there. You know, he's so amped. And I'm like, all right, you guys, here's some wax. Here's a board. I'm going to go. And then, I don't know, an hour later, I text, you guys good? You know, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't hear from him. I don't hear from him for hours. And I'm like, man, they must be having so much fun.
So they were both surfing?
Well, yes and no, because then the text comes in, and apparently before Johnny was like putting on his wetsuit, uh-huh. his boy was gone, ran for the water already, and came back out of the water bleeding before Johnny had even locked the car. So Johnny said he was like reaching in the car to put the phone away and the stuff, and there's a knock at the window of his car, and it's his boy bleeding out of the head. And he's like, so I didn't get in the water, and his boy only had a minute, if that.
So he texted me a photo. He cut his head.
Oh, so you know this story?
I do.
Oh.
I actually didn't know if you knew that this had happened, because by the time he texted me, it was 6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. They were at the emergency room, and he texted me a shot of the stitches the kid had to get.
Oh, he did get stitches.
He did get stitches. So he hit. Is it called a skeg?
It's a fin.
Yes. I go, what? I'm like, is that the fin?
Of the surfboard?
Yeah. So it must have just raked his head. And you know how head wounds are. They look like the end of the world. I mean, sheets of, they just, I don't know what it is about them. It's just so close to the bone.
Let me see the shot. Do you have it?
I do.
So did they go to the hospital in Santa Cruz or it wherever that
like
is?
They must
or have, did they wait till they got back home?
No, it sounds like they
They're
went.
They're in the ER, I think.
Yeah.
I thought they went to the ER at your place.
They drove all the way back up?
I think so.
I don't know. Because
holding his head?
Because his... here's a picture. Because he was telling me, because I was like, oh, God, is Malia freaking out? And he was like, she's not. I just sent her the picture. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's nothing. It's like 4 or 5 stitches.
Looks like 4.
Yeah. But it's right there at the hairline in the front. And,
that's going to be
and
a
he
good
was,
scar
he
for
He said
him.
How brave he
him.
Was. And... Yeah, it's rough.
Well, poor, it's rough because, you know, it doesn't sound like he even got to ride one way.
No. I mean, it sounds like the kid rode one in the 2-inch surf, cut his head open.
Oh, man.
Went back up. Johnny Moe's like, oh, great. I guess I'll strip this off. I wonder if he drove to the hospital with his wetsuit on.
So it didn't go well for them, it doesn't sound like. And I felt bad, but, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he was talking about, you know, the kid was brave and he was actually mad at himself that it had happened. And he said, it's good just like me. And I go, channel this. We're going to use this today when we record you. You can talk about how you overcame your struggles and became an Olympian, blah, 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 whatever he wants to do on his podcast. But anyway, yeah, I thought that they had surfed all day and that had happened. So clearly...
It doesn't sound like Johnny didn't even get in the water, and it doesn't sound like the.
What
I
time
think
did
the boy got
them?
Hurt going out to the water. Ugh. Like he didn't even get
he
in.
Like fell on the beach and hit
no,
his head
like,
on the
like,
fin.
I think that he was paddling out and let go of the board, and it got a spring back and nailed him in the head. Because that happens when you come up from the water. Mm. You're just right at that level where the board might be zinging back at you.
Oh, that poor kid.
It's happened
whole,
to everybody.
Whole day of fun ruined.
Yeah.
1 minute before he was happiest he's ever been, the next minute he's like, "Damn it!" Sucks.
That's why it's an accident.
Hmm. Yeah, adventure, kid adventures.
Wow, you guys.
So
good
other people.
Stories.
Yeah, are
fun,
they
fun morning? Yeah. Fun morning.
So that was at. I think I got home at 2-ish, and it was time for my shift. Like I had already burned up.
So he probably hurt himself around 1:30, and then probably, I mean, if he just took that picture when he was at the, because he was like, I'm at the ER right now.
What time was that at?
Let's look. I probably can tell you
I
exactly
think he
what
went
time.
To the ER back in Marin.
Mm. Let's see here. 7:58
yeah,
p.m. I was still awake. No, that's impossible.
I think they went to the
ER. Oh, no. Here
they
we
drove home twice. And went
he
to
did.
The ER.
Hang on. Oh, he did send it twice. 6:51.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't say where they are.
Because based
in
on the text
care,
that,
getting stitches right now.
Based on the text that he sent me, he wasn't sure if they were going to need stitches. They just decided before going home that they'd get checked up real quick. And it
well,
looks
and he's
like,
saying urgent care, too, which means he might have just hopped to a clinic, which,
seems
you know.
Like you'd want to do that as soon as possible.
Well,
yeah, it just, it's hard to stop it from bleeding.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very exciting day.
I don't know.
Let's have a much less exciting day today. Is that possible? Can we, sure. can we have that happen?
My it doesn't sound like it, but okay.
Turned off from there, so it was the spit up and burping,
sure.
and things
baby
like that
time.
After that, right?
I had a baby day. Yesterday, there were massive protests in Washington over the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Schumer, and Emily Ratajkowski. Mm-hmm. Ratajkowski. Were there? Huma, that's your girlfriend, right? Emily.
It is, yeah. Was Blurred Lines playing in the background?
It wasn't. She wasn't naked dancing, and
that's actually a
and good they both got arrested.
Right.
So, about 300 people got arrested, not for anything heinous, just because they wouldn't leave the Senate office building. About 300 people were arrested. Each is going to get about a $50 fine. Somebody got video of a cop trying to move Amy along because it's Amy, you know. So someone's filming her. He asks, do you want to get arrested? And she's like, yeah, that's what I'm here for. Emily posted a picture of herself holding a sign saying, respect female existence or expect our resistance. That's a good tongue twister.
Did she spell everything correctly?
Someone probably else wrote it out for her.
Oh, okay.
You know? She said, I demand a government that acknowledges, respects, and supports women as much as it does men. And they both got arrested. Super fun.
Got to spell those signs right.
Yep. You do. It's true. You do look like, you know, an idiot if you've got big typos on your sign. Ben Affleck is in the news today. Great news, Hooman. He wants to give Batman another try. He's hoping that he'll have the chance to do that.
I do, too.
Yeah. Well, he's a great Batman.
Did you see Justice League?
Not yet. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Oh, it's on your list.
Are you working... You must be almost done. Isn't that one of the last ones?
It's not even a Marvel movie.
It's a DC
movie.
Yeah, I haven't even started with DC's.
Well, Ben just finished 40 days in rehab. We did see a picture of him earlier this week where he's looking just broad.
Well, 40 days of lifting will do that.
Yeah.
Especially if you've, you know.
Still with that Playboy playmate?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I hope he is.
I hope not.
Getting some good, some solid...
Well, he should be getting some attention, but not from someone whose favorite drink is whiskey and who's, you know.
Yeah.
She'll undo him every time.
She's young and
right.
in her party days. He just completed 40 days, issued a statement on Instagram saying, battling addiction is a full-time commitment. I'm fighting for myself and my family. Getting help is a sign of courage, not weakness or failure. I hope down the road I can offer an example to others who are struggling. I just assume he still has a Boston accent. There's more where that came from. You know, you can read the whole thing if you want to. Meanwhile, TMZ is saying Jennifer Garner has filed court papers to speed this divorce up.
Oh.
She actually wants to take it to a private judge. I guess you can pay extra and get that done faster. Because if you go through the regular court system, then it takes however long it takes. And you're on a docket and you're... subject
Money
to whatever.
Buy you anything.
I guess there's private judges.
Sounds like she's got a new boyfriend.
She thinks the time is right because Ben is sober right now. And she's like, let's get this all squared away while Ben is sober. There's also another report going around that Ben does want to rededicate himself to the Batman thing. And he's thin and buff now. You know, his like face doesn't look so chunklety.
You don't think so?
No. I think didn't you see him? He looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look.
He looks like a beefcake. He looks like Batman ought to look.
No, come on.
And he is in love with what Joaquin Phoenix is doing with the Joker. I guess he's seen some of that.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, I gotta be Batman to
That's
his
great.
Joker.
Good.
I know. It's exciting.
It's so sad that he's burned any kind of goodwill with Jennifer Garner, though.
I know.
Like, she's done if she's pushing for a speedy.
She's like, let's get this over with. Well, I'm sure she wants to move on with her life. They're never going to be done with each other. They have three kids together,
right.
You know.
And, I did
and
think
she
they were
going to
last. How long have they been? Were they married? Like
10 years.
10? Yeah.
I mean,
like
I
that.
Think.
Yeah.
They were married a long time. I hoped that they would last, and I'm sure they might have if he hadn't banged that chick on Tom Brady's plane. Isn't that what he did?
Oh.
Hey.
It was his nanny or something,
probably
right?
Multiple things we never even
right.
heard
a
of.
Zillion.
She has put up with his drunken BS, I'm sure.
Right. 1,000 little paper cuts.
Far
and
more
all
things
the
than
gambling,
anyone
right?
should
Oh, right. The
have
gambling
to.
And the just...
yeah.
Horrible. 12 years they were married.
Wow. Oh, and she's looking at him like,
Mm-hmm. But it's the best kind of work.
You lying, drunken, cheating bastard. Mm-hmm. Right in her head as he's stammering up there.
Batman, 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 Batman.
You're an actor. Act grateful, you bastard.
Yeah, no one cares about that. All they ever want to know about is Batman, 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 Batman. In other superhero news.
Oh.
Because why not? It's Friday. I don't want to get to it. There's a lot of stories out there that I just like hung my head as I read them. Like, oh, Jesus. Like Bette Midler's tweet. And, which, by the way, I don't disagree with her tweet. I mean, you know, women have definitely been second-class citizens. But, you know, just the wording that she used was so like, what are you, just asking for it? Stop it.
Are you going to do that
story? I'm not.
Or?
I just did it. That's it. I don't know what she said.
What did she say, though?
She basically said that women are the N-word of the world and went on to say, you know, we get sold and bought and we're second-class mm-hmm. citizens and we're, you know, work they work us like dumb animals and blah, blah, blah. And people were pissed that she said, and she didn't use the word. She said N-word. She literally wrote the letter N and word. And she just wound up having to take it down and apologize mm-hmm. and...
Why that reference?
That's what I'm saying. It's like your point that you're making is a good one. Like women have been squashed down by the man for thousands of years. But, you know, don't. That one word and you would have been totally fine. Back to the superhero.
Yeah.
Let's get happy, you guys. Because there's a million stories like that today. Chris Evans.
Oh,
he said he would not be playing Captain America anymore after Avengers 4, and he said it's because you want to get off the train before they push you off. Yesterday, he announced that he'd wrapped filming on Avengers 4 and is hanging up the shield. He tweeted, "It was an emotional day, to say the least. Playing this role over the last 8 years has been an honor. To everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience, thank you for the memories. Eternally grateful." Do you have some feelings on this, Hooman? I know you love
You know,
Captain
I
America.
Like him as Captain America. I think he pulls it off well. I'm looking at all the movies he's got coming out. So.
March of 2010, he was cast.
Yeah, he's not hurting for work.
He is now joining Daniel Craig in the upcoming murder mystery, Knives Out.
Oh, let's read about that.
I read a review, because I think that Captain America is pretty corny myself.
Agreed.
But I read a review where the person was just... all about Chris Evans. Like, he plays that role perfectly, and other characters, especially Iron Man. Tony Stark has all these freckles we love, and it really makes that character. And it's hard to play a nice guy without coming off cheesy. And apparently the writer was like, he really does a great job.
Right. But maybe they don't see the corn factor the way you do. Like,
yeah.
I think there are people who are so big of, you know, the fans of like the comic book, and they see this sort of, and maybe if we had read the comic books,
maybe
we would really understand, like, he's really capturing this essentially corny cheesiness. And it is just, I don't know, those things miss me entirely.
Yeah.
Like, I do like a superhero movie. I love Iron Man. But
yeah,
just,
you got to be pretty deep thinker.
It's true.
That really is true.
I guess I'm just not deep enough for that kind of thing.
It'd be so simple.
Look inside yourself. Go ahead, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
I don't know. Okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Can't even say my own name. Good morning. It's Friday morning. It's a good time.
It has been a long week.
Thara and Vinny. Hello.
For sure.
Salad and Bonnie. Caller number 9 right now gets a couple of tickets to see A Star Is Born from Fandango. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper got a 5-star out of Rudy yesterday.
I'm definitely going to go see it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
When?
Probably Monday, because John wants to see it too.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Hooman yesterday, John goes, did you know that they're doing a remake of A Star Is Born? I just wanted to say something. I go, yeah.
Is that right? Well, not everybody listens to the celebrity news.
Right. It's only all over the place.
Right, I know. That's what I mean.
you know.
I guess they don't say this kind of stuff on MSNBC and CNN.
Maybe not. Probably not.
You should have said something like, you know they have an AMG package for Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah. He would have been all, yeah, did you know?
Oh my God. He'd be like, oh, now I get to talk about cars?
Uh-huh. Oh, dear. I'd be like, hold on, let me get a drink in my hand first.
Right.
Hey, what was the story about Bradley Cooper's dog?
Oh,
because I heard it on CBS this morning, and then I pulled a story for you, but I didn't read it.
Apparently, in the movie A Star is Born, there's a dog, and it's his actual dog in real life.
Oh, wow.
He cast his own dog.
You know the dog?
He's the director.
Yeah. Listen, the dog...
is important?
No, the dog is very pivotal at the very end.
Pivotable.
I didn't say it like that. Don't pull it. Don't pull it, and don't play it again. It's very pivotal at the end of the film. With Bradley, and now that you know that this is his dog in real life, you know what moment I'm talking about, right, Brian?
I do, yes.
I'm going to guess that he's an alcoholic and someone needs to take the dog away from him.
No.
And he's crying and reaching for the dog. And the dog's all, master.
Don't guess, just watch it.
The dog is like their kid, you know, in that relationship. It's a beautiful thing. They adopt little babies.
Oh, so, they're a I see.
In real life, the dog is an adopted. He got it at a shelter. Its name is Charlie. I think named for his grandpa or something.
I think
and
his father,
now he's got his own. Yeah, okay, his dad. Now he has an agent. He doesn't talk to Bradley anymore.
Oh. You know,
walks away.
Call
from
my
him.
Agent.
Yeah. So caller number 9 right now gets a pair of Fandango tickets to see A Star is Born. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, rated R, opening today in theaters everywhere.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and the people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival, October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, to enter your dog into doggy drag show, and more. Visit sfspca.org/cuddleme for more info. I'll do that one more time. sfspca.org/cuddleme for more info. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Kavanaugh as the Senate will take a pivotal vote. Pivotable vote this morning, actually, on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. It looks like it's a preliminary vote, and then the final vote will take place Saturday after the confirmation vote. Is how they word it, will take place Saturday afternoon.
If he gets enough votes.
Right. And the first vote will take place at 10:30, like in an hour.
Right.
Our time.
Any minute.
So
there's
that's
a few
the latest.
People who haven't specifically said. They said they you know, it's really not well known if they'll have the votes or not. People have certainly been yelling and screaming about it.
It's weird. On one hand, it feels like, of course he's going to get it. The vote and get nominated, but you wouldn't think so.
Yeah,
so I really am torn. I wouldn't bet any money on it.
Mm-mm. Well, it's such a slap in the face. I mean, honestly, that is the highest court you're supposed to be, just a person who can handle it. And I saw him last Thursday not handling it.
In a related story, people were asked about their own lives and whether or not they would be able to go into politics or if the skeletons in our closet would prevent us from being able. The poll, they asked over 4,000 people and 1 in 5 said there is something in their past that would probably be used against them if they were suddenly in the public eye.
Yeah,
one in five.
You know, though, I think just having talked about so much of my life on this show, people could go back because most of us, you'd have to have some kind of record of it or someone would have to come forward. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any arrests, but I definitely abused drugs. And I think that would be enough to keep me out. I've never, you know, robbed anyone or killed anyone or I don't think I've sexually harassed anyone. I hope. My God, this whole Me Too thing, it makes you look back at every interaction you've had over your entire life, your entire career. Mm-hmm. Like, could that be construed as, did that person feel this or that? What about you? Do you think you could?
Well, my stuff's all out there, yeah. So I don't think that I'd be put in any position.
So you feel like...
In advance, they'd go, that guy? What?
You know, though, but plenty of people, like, even didn't George Bush admit it to using cocaine? Like, I mean, there were,
there's an element of truthfulness. Teeny stories out there, and he had to admit to it probably rather than have someone come forward and expose him
for what he was up to. He didn't deny it.
But I think that my alcoholism was pretty public and pretty well known. And
right. But you could say, yes, I do have that disease, and I have fought and struggled. I'm 12 years however long in the future it would be. I mean, I think that that would actually be, like, I'm not denying that. Yes, it was horrible. What about it?
Well, so this is one of the things you said about Kavanaugh, though, which is there are plenty of people who don't have these things in their history. Maybe we could choose one of them.
Right.
Right?
Well, look. Being an alcoholic and being a sex offender are two completely different things. It's not a disease that you push some woman down and groped her, among other things. Like, to me, there are things that are part of the human experience, and there are things that are, you know...
Checking out of your own life and hiding in a closet under whiskey bottles is exactly...
Well, that is part for a,
something
for
that
a
would
person
sell
with
you
that
to.
Disease.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely,
you know,
true.
If you were getting drunk and raping people, I'm going to say you're disqualified.
Sure.
But if you're getting drunk and just hiding in a closet somewhere, and now you've overcome that, I think you're a success story.
So do you think that you could run... Is that what you're saying? As you sort of knock down any arguments against me, it would mean that you for sure can run.
I mean, I guess because I just wouldn't want to. I'm glad that there are all these things that would keep me from running.
But, I mean,
think about the
most basic questions. For example, I've admitted before I was able to buy alcohol, I would either buy it with a fake ID, which I absolutely had, or steal it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing. So have you ever stolen anything? Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us what it was? Well, it's a little hard to pinpoint all the things that I, you know what I mean? It opens up a can of worms where you would be like, can I just go? I don't want the job.
So you're saying you think that you couldn't.
I think that basic questions open up a can of worms for someone like me who can't say no to certain questions.
Well, I can't say no to certain questions too. I mean, did you ever... I mean,
there's so many things.
There's so many.
I can never run for any office whatsoever.
Right.
I've done so many bad things.
And here's the thing. I think we're good people.
Well,
yeah. Like, I actually think that we would have the right mindset to do that. Although I'm sure we'd all be corrupted.
I appreciate your support, but that's the point I'm trying to make, which is I think that certain people among us, myself included, are unelectable because there's too many things.
There's a record.
There's too many easy questions that just open an entire can of worms.
Right.
Anyway.
408 says, the difference between all of us and Kavanaugh is that he isn't being truthful and he wants to judge others at the highest court.
Right. No, he for sure lied to Congress in his initial hearings, in the initial nomination hearings. The dude lied. He lied and continued to lie. Even if Dr. Ford, who isn't lying, by the way, is lying, and he's denied. I mean, there's so many other things that he's lied about that actually you could throw that one out. And it's like, I'm sorry, your behavior on the stand, just like from everything from screaming to crying, like, dude, Vinny put it best. That's a job interview. You don't get the job. There's plenty of look, conservatives. You're gonna get a conservative judge. We get it. We're screwed. Just not this guy, please. At this point, it's a slap in the face. You're going to get what you want.
How about a fast
fact? Back to you, Vinny.
Chuck Norris was a pallbearer at Bruce Lee's funeral.
Oh.
Really?
They're in that movie together. Return of the Dragon, I think.
Oh, did Bruce
they must
Lee
have been close
train
friends.
They probably
Chuck
did
Norris?
Train together. And I know Chuck really respected Bruce, but they were enemies. They were like, he was the villain in that movie.
In the movie.
Mm-hmm. Great movie. Loved it so much.
It's interesting that Bruce Lee, I follow Bruce Lee on Instagram, and someone's running his account.
Oh.
They post all kinds of stuff about his, like, pictures.
Well, it's not his son, Brandon.
Maybe his estate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know who's running. That's crazy. Yeah,
still making money. I'm sure.
Chuck Norris, he studied karate or martial arts in Korea when he was stationed serving with the Air Force.
Both Vincent Van Gogh and Salvador Dali are named after their older brothers who died before they were born.
That's bizarre.
That is fascinating.
I don't think it's wrong.
Really?
Yeah. You're honoring that person, yet you want that person to have their own identity. I think it's fine.
Well,
I think that's weird.
I think it's more about the parents, or it's their parents coping. Mm-hmm. It's a way of coping, isn't it?
I guess so. Sure. But then to be named after a dead brother?
Right, but now you've replaced that person passed with someone. I'm sure,
and so
they were
the expectation
that
on the new person. I mean, I see that as a thing that would F you up.
I don't know.
Was Dali effed up? I mean, I know Van Gogh was effed up.
Dali was all this melting.
Yeah,
things.
I love him. Right. I mean, I love both their artists, you know, right. But I don't know about his personal life.
I don't know either.
Seems like he must have been twisted, you know.
He's an artist.
All right, he's an artist. What am I talking
right.
about?
The Pats won last night, 38-24, everyone, so.
In a game that apparently lasted 8 hours at my house.
I'm sure it was super fun at your
I'm
house.
Sure it was.
The Raiders play the Chargers this weekend. Niners play the Cardinals. Cal, our boys' team,
oh, right.
plays
Berkeley.
Arizona. And Stanford plays Utah. By the way, in town this week, there is Fleet Week.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
in San Francisco.
Yep.
And hardly strictly bluegrass is happening in Golden
right.
Gate Park. I
Let's
looked
say half
up.
Half million people go to that.
Yeah.
The list of bands, and it's endless. And there's a lot of really good ones, too. Grey Boy All-Stars, Jeff Tweedy from Wilco's out there. Mm. There's just, the list is too long.
And that's free, right? You can
I think
wander
so.
On in.
So, yeah.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah.
Have fun this weekend, everybody. Sounds like it's going to be
careful.
A good one.
Yeah.
Public transpo.
Well, Caltrain, by the way, is not running yeah. into the city or out of, so that's not an option for you.
Yep.
Well, you can just watch you. The live stream, too, of the shows.
Oh.
On hardlystrictlybluegrass.com.
Pretty cool.
All right.
Avoid the crowds, right?
Sure.
Sure.
It's not like being at a show, but crowds.
Yeah. Some people do like the whole crowd traffic day of it, you know. People like that. Clearly, 500,000 of them go.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, Sarah, your boy Sammy sounded great last night in Napa.
Oh, good
we can
for him.
All hope to be that energetic at 70.
Can you believe that? 70 years old, and the dude is still rocking
well,
hard.
Well, he looks fantastic.
He does. Mm-hmm. He does.
He really does.
He's like, a rock star who kept like, it together.
He's not gray. He
no.
doesn't, and he's not in the best shape, but he doesn't have a gulper or any
he
of
that. He looks good. He like just radiates health. Like, you know, he's... And his energy is amazing. He's a full-on dynamo. Is that a thing? He's
a
Sammy
dynamo.
Hagar is a dynamo.
415 says, why can't Emily Ratajkowski spell? Because she's a beautiful woman. The fact that you don't recognize your sexism is exactly the problem.
Yeah, you guys.
I said it.
But I would say that, first of all, male and female models are not known for their brains.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was a model joke.
That said, it was actually from my own, and you guys wouldn't know this story, but there was my buddy. See, this is part of the problem. My buddy has a girlfriend who went to one of the, what were the pink hat protests called?
Oh, they were the women's march.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what
his
they were
girlfriend
called,
went to
but...
the thing, and he was like, oh my God. It was right when all this stuff was happening, and she was just fired up about it, and he had been hearing about it a lot. A whole lot. And was like, I'm just so glad that she's out there and exercising her voice away from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me a picture of her and their sign they made. And it was her and her friends, and they're under this sign. And I go, they misspelt misogynist, though. And he goes, shut up. he had to text her and go, you gotta...
Oh, no.
And I wasn't trying to be Ellie, but I definitely, it was.
It is a sign they're showing everyone that they made.
And
so I think that you were, it was less about, it was that they were holding signs.
It was just something from my own frame of reference as well.
Also, we're aholes. There's no question.
Right.
So thank you for pointing out our sexism. Shame.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, it looks like Scott Capurro is coming up in the trash, although depending on when he gets here,
right.
I do have a couple stories. So there's a Rob Lowe story. He's in town tomorrow night telling stories from his life.
Like stand-up comedy?
No, like his one-man show. And I'll tell you all about it
all right.
after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.